there were having the hearings from the vets who were actually exposing the war crimes, and there he is talking to senators and congressmen, getting his markers down to get elected.
You're a vet yourself, then, are
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did my part in the Colonial Army. Okay, and I'll own that straight up. I'm a war criminal, said so at the time. Guess what? They don't want to put me in jail for that. They want to put me in jail for opposing war crimes. That's the truth of it. That's where you get with the courts. Go and confess to war crimes and they'll give you a medal and send you home.
The county, just one county south of where I live in Northern California, has the second highest per capita rate in California. Humboldt County, just south of where I live, has the second highest per capita rate of rape. And last year, the Humboldt County sheriffs arrested, I believe, 15, 16, or 20 tree sitters. And they, using great violence, pain compliance, all that stuff, and they arrested two rapists, which just makes very clear the priorities of... And we all know that, I don't know what the percentage is, but we all know that a great percentage of women who are in prison are in for in doing life for prison are in for killing their abusers. And there's a great one I read not very long ago. This guy was, he beat his wife, and for that he was going to get, a month or some fairly small amount. And then when the cop came to arrest him, he spat on the cop, for which he was going to get life. He was in Oklahoma. I can send you the citation on that if you want. Well, I mean, that's the way it should go.
Well,
because within this culture is based on a rigidly defined yet often unarticulated hierarchy. And violence done by those higher on the hierarchy to those lower is invisible, or it's fully rationalized. And violence done by those lower on the hierarchy to those higher is blasphemy.
I thought you only got life for writing bad checks.
No, another phrase of yours that I'm going to steal is contempt of cop.
Yeah, well,
that can be life. Which I mean,
that is the crime.
Between 4 and 6 Americans die every day because they encounter police. And on the other hand, and we never hear about that, for the most part. And on the other hand, every time a cop dies, there's a big state funeral. But I'll let you in on a secret, which is that the most dangerous civil service profession is garbage collection. Far more dangerous. But when was the last time you saw a Tom Cruise movie where he's this garbage inspector cleaning up the mean streets of L.A.? So violence can only go down. So the cops get to use violence, but no one can use violence back up. And it's, of course, the exact same thing is true in domestic violence situations. It's true at the state level. And anybody doesn't believe me, I mean, try hitting a cop with a baseball bat, and I'll talk to you in about 65 years.
You're going to live long enough to talk to him in 65 years to do that. Yeah.
And this person over here had his hand up a long time ago.
Okay, and then we got one here that's been sort of being very polite, actually.
Okay. You talked about first creating awareness for those that are causing pain and are oppressing. The second thing you said was figure out what gifts you have to take action and take the right action on it. And then the third one you were talking about was then evaluating the action you've taken. Say, you were talking about when you had written in your book, now writing your new book, you've got a different stance on it. My question is, what other evaluations have you guys taken like that that are different from the actions you've taken before? And maybe you want to express that now. Essentially, you took the action in your book to write that if there's violence, you can't fight violence with violence. And then in the new book, it says, well, that's not true. I don't believe in that anymore. Now it should be, you're going to have to take some kind of action if it's violence.
It's circumstantial.
Absolutely. My question now is, what other situations have you guys come upon where now you're starting to change your thinking on it?
I was an engineer, crying out loud. I was a Republican. I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980. If he would have won by one vote, I would have just killed myself. And then in 1984, I voted for a freaking Democrat. And then in 1988, I think I voted for Emma Goldman.
There were you.
Mineral engineering physics from the Colorado School of Mines, God help me.
And Emma Goldman, the anarchist.
Yeah. I mean, I was a fundamentalist Christian when I was a kid. I mean, that was an adult at least. There's been some major shifts early, and, you know, we can talk. I mean, at one point I thought that perhaps it was possible to for the planet to survive with the industrial civilization. I still believed that for a while. That one got stripped away probably 10, 12, 13 years ago. There's been those shifts. Lately, there haven't been so many shifts. I think I've been more and more clear, and the shifts have been smaller. Something I don't get, and then I start to get.